Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Claire Fitzpatrick of Joy Health and Body. Claire, it's awesome to have you on the show. What I wanted to do is read a little bit more about Claire so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Claire Fitzpatrick is a chiropractor in Netherlands. She is also the originator of a business dream, Joy Health and Body, a wellness cooperative that aims to disrupt our current healthcare model by putting vitalistic, integrative health professionals on the front line of healthcare. She believes that because vitalistic health professionals work with nature to remove chemical, physical, emotional, and environmental toxins, they are the first best hope in saving our population from chronic lifestyle-driven disease states. Claire, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
All right, let's do it. So the first question I had was just to hear, I guess, a little bit more about your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Okay, so I'm a chiropractor by trade, and I've been a chiropractor since 2005. I was trained as GP, a general practitioner, in the school that I went to. So I'm prepared to help diagnose people and send them to the appropriate specialist. That's basic training in the United States. So I practiced since 2005 in Connecticut and New York City. And I don't want to be a general practitioner. I want to be a chiropractor. But it is nice to know that when a patient comes in and I see that there's clearly something going on, like the beginning of celiac disease, metabolic syndrome is coming on. They've got some issues. They're dependent on different chemicals, be them pharmaceuticals or other, you know, like drinking or too much of that, that I know where to send them. So it was always really valuable to me to have a team of people to whom I can refer. Over the years, I noticed people come in to a chiropractor when they really don't want to be on drugs or surgery anymore. And they're casting about, listening to friends. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Nothing's working. My doctor says that nothing can be done. And someone will say, well, have you tried chiropractic? So people are desperate by the time they get to me. And that's not the jewel of chiropractic, to tell you the honest truth. I can help people with herniated discs, and I do. That seems to be my bread and butter. But fixing people to get them back into the life that got them in the mess they were in is not the best way to use holistic healthcare. The best way to do it is when you're feeling like you're on top of the world, but you're feeling sort of, I'm not on my game anymore. I think maybe I need to go see somebody to help get me back on my game. And that's the beauty of holistic healthcare, is catching people before they're so sick that they crawl into a medical office and say, help me, I can't function like this anymore. Because people will not come to a doctor when they're in pain. They'll work through the pain, mostly. It's when they can't function anymore, when they can't get themselves out of bed from the pain, when they can't sit through a day from the pain. So our medical staff is inundated with people who could have been caught before this, had they been given lifestyle-driven healthcare. And that's what chiropractic can give. That's what naturopathic medicine can give. That's what acupuncture can give. That's what massage therapy can give. We've got teams and teams, health coaches, psychologists, nutritionists that are waiting to see these people, and we are underutilized. Meanwhile, our emergency systems, our doctor's offices are just swelling with patients, and they're at their top when they're dealing with emergencies. But chronic lifestyle-driven healthcare takes time. And it takes patience, and it takes a team, and it takes money. So not only is our healthcare system inundated in the wrong way, but we're spending too much money in it. People are going broke. Insurance isn't paying for it because they're supposed to pay for emergency care. So let's catch these people early. Let's change the way we see how healthcare is delivered. Why can't people view us as the first best place to go? And then when there's a real emergency, then we have a team in the medical establishment to help us with that too.
That makes sense.
So yeah, the people that can help solve this problem shouldn't be starving. So I'm building teams of healthcare professionals that can do that.
That's awesome. That's awesome that you're, you know, you're able to do that. And like you said, a lot of times it's the last ditch approach, so to speak, when you're in some type of pain that they might call you, it sounds like. And a lot of times you could be a lot more on the offensive and making sure that you're taking care of your health and you're proactive in doing it instead of doing it as a last ditch effort. So I wanted to drill down a little bit deeper in here, I guess a little bit more on how you serve in the clients that you work with. I know you touched on it a little bit. And then also, like, what do you consider to be like your quote unquote secret sauce?
Okay. So I used to, in New York, I worked in an integrative office, but we had our own practice. So I saw my chiropractic clients, the acupuncturist saw her people, massage therapists, and so forth. And it was just super nice to be able to knock on the next door and go, hey, can you come in here for a second and take a look at my patient? And then we just build this rapport right away. Right. Patient's like, oh my God, I got a team right now. And they're both speaking a different language. They both have a different superpower to approach my problem. Like, right. yeah, rock, paper, scissors. We've got it all together. So it just, in New York, it's easy to build that network. But when you're like, life brought me to the Netherlands, and thank goodness, I love it here in Amsterdam. The healthcare is a little bit different here. So it's just, they don't, if they think that you're too healthy, they'll turn you away. Even if those, so people exaggerate their symptoms to get help. And it's, so they're actually really, really seeking this care. The secret sauce is community, because everybody knows how to eat well. Everybody knows they're supposed to exercise. Everybody knows they're supposed to get regular checkups. But do we? That's not really supported in the community. And so when you come in and get that kind of help, it's really, really helpful to have a health coach that is guided by doctors, to keep a group together that are working on the same path. And statistically speaking, it goes really, really far. So just knowing that you're not alone and that you're part of community, that this is the norm within the community, makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, I would definitely say that's a great example of a secret sauce, because a lot of times, you know, you, especially probably when you're going through some type of pain or whatever illness, you kind of feel alone a lot of the time. So to be able to, you know, be able to pull into the community, to be able to call, like you said, a health coach, and then to have all these connections and be able to pull into the secret sauces of so many different people probably helps out so much as far as, you know, putting the patient at ease, putting the person at ease, but also putting those professionals as well at ease.
It's really helpful because, you know, as a holistic healthcare professional, we're really overtrained so that we can spot patients and work together. But there's not really a social structure for us to work together. There seems to, it's sort of a competitive model almost, like, well, I tried acupuncture. Well, I tried physical therapy. Well, I tried this. And well, then we tried us all. You know, right. There's so that we can be very isolated even amongst each other. Right. So why don't chiropractors refer to the chiropractors? I'm one who does. I have a certain style. And I'll say, look, I think you might be better served by this chiropractor. And that's within our own little professions. That's like, oh my God, I'm supposed to be God. I'm supposed to be able to do everything. I'm going to refer to another God. Why would I do that?
Right.
But you know, if we stop looking at it like we're competing with one another, we're all going to get much, much farther.
Yeah, definitely.
Your question.
Yeah, it absolutely did. I always think of this word called a coopetition that I heard at a networking event, where it's always you have people that you're cooperating with and they're quote unquote competitors, but you can get so much farther if you're working together rather than, you know, trying to compete against one another solely.
Yeah, exactly. And it's more helpful for the patient because the patient knows that they're not pitted against, they're not the center of being pit against other people. And there's not this sort of, have you ever gone to like a doctor and suggest, and you say, well, I went to this person, my friend told me to go here, and that you just see the doc go,
uh-huh. They think they know everything.
And then you feel like, I can't tell them anything. Right. So what do you mean you're not going to tell your doctor? Because my doctor doesn't like that I'm going to a chiropractor. I'm like, your doctor needs to know that you're going to a chiropractor. You know, I need to know when you're going somewhere else. You know, so our work doesn't overlap.
Exactly. But, exactly. It's that holistic mindset. And so now I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient as a business owner.
Personally, if I didn't meditate, well, first of all, I got to plug chiropractic. I gotta get tested once a week because I gotta turn on my nervous system because life gets me. So we have luckily about a nice bunch of friends here in Amsterdam. We help each other and thank the gods for that. But for what I do too, I meditate at least an hour a day. I don't care if I'm going to be late. I make sure I get in my meditation because life is super stressful. And if I lose just 2 or 3 days of meditation, I'm starting to cast around in my head, like what's happening. Right. And I got to make sure that my vibration is high for everybody else because people come in and they need me to be on point, and meditation will do that. So that's for sure one of my things. Also, I try to keep up with leaders who do a lot more than me and who's accomplished a lot more than me. And have you ever heard of Sandy Krakowski? I love her because she's super individualistic. She is insistent on being herself while building her business. And she empowers other people to be themselves, you know, like, and being secure in your unicorn status in order to do what you do instead of feeling like I got to be just like this, that, and the other. So I find her work really inspiring.
Nice. And, is she like a business coach?
She's a business coach. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. It's always empowering to kind of, well, I feel like when you see somebody that's being their unicorn or being their unique selves, it kind of gives, I guess, permission for everybody else to do the same. And you feel powerful when you see somebody doing that, that you kind of get attracted to that and you want to do it within yourselves as well too.
Yeah. Well, whenever you're trying to do something to break a habit, like the habit of the hierarchy of how we see medical care, you're going to get pushback. You know, don't listen to those quacks. That quack doesn't know anything. You know, just because it isn't normal doesn't mean it's not the right way to go. But you got to be super strong in who you are to keep pushing through that and just let it roll off your back. And I'm not necessarily great at that. You know, as a caregiver, I'm super empathetic. So I've had to work on toughening up my own shell and working through it.
Yeah, that makes sense. But I think it's awesome what you're building and, you know, kind of innovating and, you know, changing the paradigm of healthcare, I think is a really big thing. And obviously, probably a difficult thing as well, too, sometimes. But it's great that you're pushing through. And I'm definitely sure that a bunch of people are benefiting from it.
Well, it's mammoth. So I don't think it's going to be done by one massive push, but it'll be done by a network of all of us working together to make things the new norm. You know, have you heard of Buckminster Fuller?
I don't think so.
He's a scientist. He's a mathematician scientist that actually he's influenced my work a lot in tensegrity models on how the body isn't like a square unit, but when a force is placed on it, it distributes the force evenly throughout the system through the geometry of the system.
Interesting.
But Mr. Fuller said something to the effect of you don't change the status quo by pushing directly against it. You create a model that works better. And I like that model makes the other one obsolete. So that's what we're trying to hope to do peacefully.
Nice.
In a way that makes sense for everybody. And it isn't combative. That is integrative and true in the true sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. It makes perfect sense because it's harder to push against something when you can sometimes kind of mold or, you know, move away around it to provide a better kind of option for people. And I love that. And I wanted to ask you now, and you might have already touched on it as far as a CEO nugget. And this is like a word of wisdom or piece of advice you might give to entrepreneurs or business owners. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Get an accountant now. Well, yeah, that is the nugget. Don't try to do everything yourself. Do what you shine at and find people who shine at what you're not shiny at to help you do it. And you can find people with the same mission, but not the same talent. So it's the same principle. That's super important to do. And don't hide your dream. I can't tell you how many people have a dream and they hide it. Like they're like, no, I don't want anybody to see because then somebody else is going to take my dream and do it. And that is my idea.
Right.
No one has your idea. They have a similar idea. But your dream is your dream, and we all need you to share your dream as big and loud as possibly can. So stop it. You're going to find people, if anything, like, hey, I have a similar dream. Can we team up? And maybe I could bring this to the table. Because we've got to get away from this competitive, it's mine model, the way we're doing things. We're all going to go down.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We have to lift each other up. So important.
I love that CEO nugget, and definitely, you know, it definitely rings true, and it's very important for us to kind of be and compete but also be very cooperative, as I talked about before, because, you know, you want to be able to build your business, but you also want to play in your unique brilliance. And once you do that, then nobody else has your unique brilliance. So you can kind of be yourself and be comfortable in doing that. So I love that CEO nugget. And now I wanted to ask you for my absolute favorite question, which is the definition for what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So what does being a CEO mean to you?
Courage and organization.
I love it.
The courage not to quit even when you want to. Ugh. To know when to pivot and change direction, but don't quit. You know, learn from it. Don't quit. Get organized so that you're not doing everything.
I love it.
Those were words of wisdom that I was given in 2004 by a mentor of mine named David Rowe, chiropractor in New York City. Courage and organization. I've never forgotten it.
Yeah, it's huge and it rings true because you definitely need both of them to be successful. So I definitely think that's a great definition of what it means to be a CEO. And Claire, I truly appreciate you for taking some time out of your schedule. What I want to do is pass you the mic just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know and how best people can get in touch with you.
Oh, yeah. Look at Joy Health and Body. My website is under construction. And yeah, if you want to recommend any web developers here, I know somebody, but my number here is +31 06 55 60 3051. Joy Health and Body is my website. And yeah, if you want to be part of the stream, I'm looking for you. Please let me know.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And thank you so much for taking some time out of your schedule.
Thank you.
Have a good rest of the day.
Appreciate the time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.